Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Welcome to Multicultural TV Talk from MediaVillage.org, bringing you another interview with talent and creatives from across entertainment, discovering their stories and how they are changing the face of stardom across media. As always, I'm your host, Juan Ayala. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now let's get to talking. Today's guest has been seen across film and television, and they're one of the stars of The Young and the Restless on CBS. Please welcome to the show, Zuleika Silver. Zuleika, thank you so much for being here. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I want to go back to the beginning before we dive into The Young and the Rest. So when did little Zuleika know that she wanted to become an actress? How did we get to where we are today?
Well, I was kind of thrown into it. I started doing commercials, I think, before I could even really speak English. So I kind of had a taste of acting. I did commercials when I was, I think I started when I was like 9, did print modeling. So it's something that I kind of like always felt comfortable because I started doing it so young, and then took a break from that. And when I turned 18, I remember that it was something I really enjoyed. So then I decided to just commit to that and stick to that.
And, you know, going back to when many people first saw you in Nuestra Belleza Latina back in 2013, what would you say you took away from that experience being on the show?
Oof, that was a tough experience. But I think it really gave me thicker skin. You know, I think putting yourself out there, and I think I was in my early 20s when I did it. It really taught me to look inwardly for my self-worth, because I think that's that experience really like tore me down. You know, I was kind of depressed after for a while. It wasn't the best experience, to be honest. But then I learned how to deal with being in the public eye and being constantly criticized. And I think I did come out of that experience as a bigger person with thicker skin. And I'm actually kind of glad that I went through it.
So, you know, fast forwarding to today, you've had such an eventful career so far. And now with The Young and the Restless, you know, this iconic series that has been around for decades now. How did this opportunity come about? Was it the usual audition process?
Yes, exactly. So I got the audition from my agent. And so I sent in a self-tape. So that's kind of like the new norm with COVID and everything. You send in the tape and then you kind of just like hope to hear back. But I kind of just like, you know, I like to let it go because then you're just anxiously there waiting. And then I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks later that I heard back. And it was like from the self-tape to the screen test. And again, I think it's because of COVID, right? Things just moved a little differently. And then I did the test, and then I think it was a few days later. No, actually, I think it was like the Monday after. So I was all week and I was like, oh my God, did I not get it? Because I hadn't heard anything, you know? But then again, I try to like stay calm. But then when I finally heard, oh my God, I was just like jumping up and down. I just couldn't really believe it right away. It hadn't like hit me. I'm like, wow, this is really happening. And it was just such an exciting moment. You know, I think as an actor, like we work so hard, we send in all these tapes and, yeah, you know, most of the time you don't hear back. Right. And so it's those little moments when, well, not little moments, but I mean like in the sense of when you do book something, oh my God, I got this guest star, I got this, and it makes it all worth it. So, but then to get this and just being the biggest booking of my career thus far, it was just extremely exciting. And I was just so grateful and still am.
You know, some folks will send in their audition Friday and then they are on set Monday. Other times it's weeks or months that you don't hear anything, depending on the project, of course. So, you know, it's always so great to hear when that moment comes and sort of just the excitement, but also like almost a sigh of relief, because I'm sure you knew at that point it was a recurring arc and that you'd be on the show for some time. And just knowing that you would have that work sort of going forward.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything that you're saying. It didn't necessarily feel like a relief in the sense, yeah, that I'm going to have a lot of work, but it was more of like, I'm like, I really need to prove myself because I want to be here for a long time and just make sure that I bring my A game every time I'm here. Right. Because it can all be taken away from you at any moment. Right. So it's also like making sure that you show up as your best self all the time.
And with your character, Audra, you know, like with many soap opera characters, there's so much, you know, mystery surrounding them. It's how they keep the story interesting. So I'm curious with, you know, with how much content is put out there with soap operas, you know, multiple episodes a week. And I'm sure they don't reveal storylines too far in advance for you. So, you know, without getting into spoilers, what has been the most surprising thing that has been revealed about your character?
I think the storyline that we're doing now, I'm pretty sure I can speak about it, but we're actually going to start filming that today. And I think when I first read it, I was really taken aback, and then I was just trying to find the humanity of my character in that within that storyline. So yeah, I mean it's what's going on right now. So I think you're gonna have to just wait like 5 weeks to find out what that is. But it's gonna be challenging, but I love that because it's gonna make me feel more enriched as an actor to like go there and find all those nuances and stuff. So
Yeah. So for those listening, stay tuned. Keep mark
yeah.
your calendars. Give it a few weeks.
Exactly.
And you know, with a show like this, as we said, you know, so much is filmed at one time. You know, like usually a 1 hour drama will take, you know, up to 8 days to film, but with soaps, it's so much faster. So was it difficult sort of adapting to that pace, or did you sort of, were you just like hungry for the challenge and dove right in?
I mean, it's definitely challenging, but I knew what I was getting into. I was told that, like, you know what? You're gonna get one take, so you better just have it down, right? So I was prepared for that. So I made sure that I did all of my homework, did all the work. I'm not showing up to set like, oh wait, what's, you know, discovering too much. Of course, I like to be open to whatever's happening in the moment and play off the other actor and stuff, but I did have that expectation of it moves fast, right? So even if it's maybe not 100% what you wanted to do, but it's 80%, like we're gonna go with that. So I think I knew what I was getting into. So then that just made me, I think, have more solid. I mean, I always have solid choices, but like I said, I like to have a better idea, of what I'm gonna do instead of just figuring it out while we're filming. Or I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, just like being prepared, I think it's end of the game.
Yeah, just sort of like making a choice, having that ready instead of trying to discover something. 'Cause like you said, you usually get one take. So you've only got that one
Right.
chance.
Gotta go all out. Let's, you know, you rehearse and then you tape. You know, and we do pickups here and there and stuff, but yeah, it moves fast. It moves really fast.
And you know, with the name of our show being Multicultural TV Talk, we always love to talk about, you know, representation and diversity in our industry. So what was the earliest memory you have of seeing a performance or a character on TV or maybe on stage that made you feel represented and seen for the first time?
You know, I grew up watching telenovelas, so to me, like everyone that I saw, like in Spanish TV, they all look like me, right? So then, I never really had. I wish I could have a better answer for you, but you know, when I started watching TV, it's not something I really paid attention to. I was just like, oh, that's a good show, and I like that character. So yeah, I think now coming to America, that's more of like a conversation, I think an important one, right? But I guess I didn't really think about it like that deeply, because I watched Spanish television with my mother and all the novelas she always had on and stuff. So,
Do you remember any favorites from that time period?
La Usurpadora, maybe.
Oh yeah, classic.
Mariela del Barrio.
Oh yeah, all these memories are coming back now. Like, you know, Betty La Fea and La Madrastra and all these, you know, what is it, La Cueva de Lobos or something like that? I forgot that one. Or Cuna de Lobos, something like that. But you know, sort of looking back, if you ran into 13-year-old Zuleika, and you could give her one piece of advice, what would you tell her?
13-year-olds, you said? Oh God, that's such a deep, great question. I think I would just tell myself to just go for it. You know, I think that for a long time, fear held me back, or like the fear of like doing something wrong. But what's the worst that can happen? You just try again, you know? So I think I would just tell her, go for it. It's gonna be okay. Everything will always work out.
Well, Zuleika, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Before we go, if any of our listeners want to give you a follow on social media, where can they find you?
At Zuleika Silver, you might have to spell it out. It's a little yeah,
We'll
it's
put it up on the screen.
Zyk, Zuleika Silver, and then Twitter, it's just the opposite, Silver Zuleika.
And folks, you can follow us at Media Village Org on Instagram. Head over to MediaVillage.org for all of our reviews, interviews, podcasts, and more. And catch Zuleika Silver on The Young and the Restless, weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on CBS. I'm Juan Ayala. This is Multicultural TV Talk. Thanks for joining us.